The UFO hearings, a different take. One of the problems I have, as do many others, is when people who are politicians speak, it is hard to believe anything they say. This is also true for former government employees who testify. This is why I am having such a hard time listening to the UFO, now UAP hearings. I know from decades of study and talking to many UAP investigators over the years there surely are alien vehicles in our skies. This has just been testified to in the House of Representatives hearing on UAPs. I believe that part of what is being said. It doesn't end there, however, and for years there has been talk of using this to the advantage of the One World Government movement. How could this be done? First of all, we have to realize there has been some statements made by people in private industry who should know and by former military and contractors which state we are re-engineering UAPs and have successfully copied some of them well enough to make them look to the average person as alien craft. Experts do say the copied craft are slightly different in that you can see seams on them which the genuine UAPs are all smooth without seams. Testimony during the House hearings has been given by whistleblowers stating there are UAPs visiting us and alien bodies have been recovered at crash sites. So far so good. UAP investigators have known this for many years, but then some of the witnesses say how dangerous the UAPs are. Many UAP investigators will dispute this. There has been some contact made over the years which show at least the massive majority of UAPs and their pilots have put up with many attacks and in most cases have left without any action against us. As a matter of fact, there were incidents where extraterrestrials landed at different places and conveyed the message they were worried about our planet and wanted us to do a better job of taking care of it. This was illustrated when in 1994 one landed on the grounds of the Aerial School in Zimbabwe. There were said to be 62 children present at the time. The aliens approached the children and gave them telepathic messages. When the children heard the message, they cried. It had to do with the Earth's environment being destroyed due to bad custodianship of the Earth. After the incident, the authorities spoke to each child separately and also had them draw pictures and tell what they heard. And amazingly, they all drew similar pictures and all told the same story. Why didn't this come up or any of the other contacts? We are at one of the most important crossroads in human history. The truth is still being resisted and many believe, including myself, there is much being withheld from us and the hearings. I also believe there probably has been contact made with government authorities and they have decided to keep this fact quiet for some reason. Stories have persisted for years of meetings with government officials and extraterrestrials and even stories which state there are extraterrestrials on our planet and some are among us. It has been said many different races have been visiting us, the most being the small grey aliens with big heads and large black eyes. Some contractor whistleblowers have reported seeing them working side by side with humans on secret government projects. There is just so much more which could have come out at the hearings with more whistleblower testimony. One of the things which could have been talked about were all the underground bases we are building. Much of this is related to the UAP disclosures, since this is where extraterrestrials have been seen. It has been said by whistleblowers the entire United States is honeycombed with underground bases and tunnels and some might even go under the oceans and lead to other US bases overseas. So why would there be powerful people and organizations pushing to make us think UAPs are dangerous and they want to take us over? The One World Movement has plans, there is no doubt of that. It has been said the European Union was a test of their ideas and so far it is working. I can tell you what I have heard over the years and it is this group wants One World Government, a reduction in population to 500 million people. And a certain group of rich and powerful elites in charge of all of us. The reason for the 500 million figure was said to be the small population would be easier to control. So how do they get us down to that population? It could be through war, disease or some sort of sterilization. The elites would be living better than the kings of old and we would be their labor force. There are those who over the years have claimed to have made contact with the extraterrestrials. To prove this, they have made UAPs appear in the skies and in some cases have done this in front of reporters. One of the most famous contactees is Dr. Stephen Greer, a man who has previously been called to Washington to advise senators and even a president. He claims the aliens have very powerful brains and can be reached by a form of meditation. Yes, I thought in the beginning this was silly, but then there were people trained by the government called remote viewers who were able to sit in a closed room, and using a similar procedure detect where the Iranians were holding our hostages years ago. They also claimed to have had an incident where they mistakenly contacted aliens in a ship. Then there is another fact. Greer does not do these contact sessions alone. Many people he trained come out with him and experience this. I think it is time he was called to testify in a House hearing. Greer claims we are being set up and has met with aliens and they are very peaceful. I have to say it stands to reason the aliens are peaceful since they seem to have been coming to this planet for thousands of years as evidence indicates. Many believe they have influenced our development. I have no way of knowing this for sure, but I do know there are cave paintings of classic UAPs which date back more than 25,000 years. They could have wiped us out at any time and they didn't, so why would they do it now? There are plenty of more witnesses who should be examined and many of them have testified before the Private Disclosure Project and their testimony is already out for all to see. Many of these people are former military, scientists, engineers and contractors. They are all reputable and have had a lot of experiences to tell us,